Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modrew. My guest for this part of The Public File program is Mark Storm, who did not know he was going to be doing a 22-minute program about a certain organization that he and his wife co-founded. We're talking about Getty's story and the Getty Owl Foundation. Nice to meet you, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
I have to tell the listeners, because this airs on different Entercom Sacramento stations, one of our sister stations is The End, and Mark's baby girl, Getty, won a beautiful baby contest. How did you end up here? One of the people at the station met you through a contest that you won, and they told me you have to have these people come in and talk about their daughter's story.
Yeah, well, we submitted a photo for The End contest. It was an online contest where different families submitted different photos of their children, and people would vote online. And we ended up winning the baby idol contest.
Well,
for
she
2010.
Is delicious. She is delicious.
Yeah, and then based on that, and then we made this contact, and here we are.
So Getty won because she is just a beautiful little baby girl. Talk about Getty's story and what happened from the time she was born to the point that you have this foundation. And I have to tell you, I've been doing public affairs programs for 20 years. I had not heard of SMA before getting the information about the Getty Owl Foundation.
We hadn't heard of SMA either, which is basically why we're here.
Yeah.
Essentially, I guess before we start, we should define what SMA is. SMA stands for spinal muscular atrophy, which is the number one genetic killer of young children. It's a genetic degenerative neuromuscular disease which causes severe muscle weakness. So these kids, oftentimes when they're born, they pass all the prenatal screening tests. SMA is not tested for in standard prenatal screening.
In prenatal, where they test for all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they test for Down syndrome and things like that, but SMA is not included in that testing. So you go through a textbook pregnancy, and like us and many other SMA families, once your child is born, you think you have a nice, healthy child.
And she looked healthy?
Absolutely, and she was moving her arms and legs. It's a motor neuron disease, which affects your muscles and movement. So only to find out that a few months after birth, you find out the hard way that you go to your doctor and you say, well, my child isn't quite moving like I think she should.
What did you notice with your little one?
At age 3 months, we noticed she wasn't lifting her head, and all the textbooks were telling us that at that age she should be able to lift her head. She wasn't doing it, so we went into the pediatrician. And we asked what the problem was, and she said, well, maybe it's late development. Give it some time. At age 4 months, she still wasn't lifting her head or moving properly or as much as we thought she should at that age. And we went in for a standard routine checkup with vaccinations, and we ended up with a diagnosis of SMA, which is a terminal disease. So all of a sudden, you find out that you go from a healthy child in your mind, a healthy child, to a terminal diagnosis in a routine doctor's visit. And this happens over and over and over in the SMA world.
And you get told these three initials, SMA and the term terminal, all in one sentence, and you're going, what?
Absolutely. You go in, right. You think that your child, you go in expecting some kind of problem, obviously, because your child isn't lifting her head.
And you expect them to fix it.
Well, right, exactly. And then you find out, well, actually, it's the number one genetic killer of children under two. And unfortunately, you're told that your child now has a life expectancy of only 2 years.
And how old is Getty now?
She is 18 months now, but she's beating the odds. And she is, fortunately, stronger than a lot of other SMA kids in her age group. There's different types of SMA based on the severity or strength of the child. She's type 1, which is the most common and the most severe type. But fortunately, for a type 1 child, she is fairly robust, and she's a good, happy kid.
It says here, people with type 1 cannot sit up without support and are sometimes called non-sitters. Average life expectancy type 1, seldom over 2 years. 60% of SMA births are type 1. You are yet another parent who becomes an expert in something you didn't know anything about 18 months ago, huh?
Oh, absolutely, and especially with the help of the SMA community. There's a lot of SMA families out there that have bonded, and we are online, and we get a lot of support back and forth from the families, especially, and we're eager to help newly diagnosed families who like us, that you start out, you've never heard of SMA, And all of a sudden you are dealt this blow where your hopes of a healthy child growing up and being able to walk and move and swallow and breathe properly, they just go right out the window. And now you're faced with a whole new reality of becoming a medical expert on SMA, and you're becoming a respiratory therapist and a nurse, just trying to manage this disease, because like I said, there's no treatment or cure. So the best we can do is just manage the condition as the child grows and gets weaker. Like I said, it's degenerative. So that as the child grows, they get weaker and weaker as time goes on.
So many questions. Is it something you can be a carrier? I did some homework from the information you sent me. So Getty's mind is not the least bit affected, right?
She is sharp. She is witty.
She's got an 18-month-old mind.
Exactly. And one thing that I love in terms of SMA is these kids aren't sick. They're just weak. So, for example, you see someone in a wheelchair, you don't think of them as being sick. They're just in a wheelchair.
Yeah, right. Their body isn't working right.
Exactly. So the muscles don't work, but that leads to a lot of risks and complications, like swallowing difficulty. The muscles don't work properly in the throat, so they can swallow infant formula into their lungs and get pneumonia.
So how does she eat? Your life is not your normal is different from our normal, huh?
Oh, absolutely. This is a whole new normal. Yeah. When you get a diagnosis like this, she eats with a surgically placed feeding tube that goes directly through the abdominal wall and into her stomach. So you can feed formula through a feeding pump through that tube. So it avoids sending food down into the mouth and into the throat, which could then end up in the lungs.
Is she comfortable? Is she in pain?
No. She's fine. We have a nice, soft bed, and we reposition her every couple of hours. And she just, like I said, her mind is not affected. Cognitively, she is sharp as a tack.
She is 18 months old.
Exactly. And although she can't go around the room and explore her world and the physics of it like a regular kid, we are able to, and we are trying to provide age-appropriate learning for her. Mm-hmm. We have to bring, instead of her exploring the world, we have to bring the world to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that with assistive technology and things like an iPad. She's able to, she does have a limited range of motion. She can move her hands a little bit, her fingers, her elbows, and her feet.
Wow.
So she is able, we have a frame set up with some arm slings, and she's able to tap on an iPad screen.
That's awesome.
And play games and communicate that way.
So tell me what SMA is or isn't. I was reading where people can be carriers of the gene and not even know it, because you and your wife are healthy. Do you have other kids?
No. Getty was our first, and she's our only child, and We had never heard of SMA. 1 in 40 people are carriers of SMA.
1 in 40?
Unknowingly, they carry this gene. They don't even know it. And like I said, it's not part of standard prenatal screening. So the first time that people typically hear of this disease is when they receive a terminal diagnosis a few months after their child is born.
And you were talking about the SMA community. How prevalent is SMA?
SMA affects 1 in 40 people, or are carriers of the SMA gene.
And if you are a carrier, does your child for sure have SMA when he or she is born?
Not necessarily. It's a recessive condition, so both parents typically have to have the recessive gene responsible for SMA. But if you're a carrier, you are asymptomatic. You don't show any signs of it. You have no family history of it.
And you live a normal life.
You live a normal life. Wow. And then if two carriers have a child, then your child is at risk of having SMA. And since it's not part of the standard screening, well, you find out the hard way that this is your new reality. And it affects 1 in 6,000 births, and over 10 million Americans
are carriers.
Wow. And they don't even know it.
So there's 1 in 6,000 births in the country are SMA children. Locally or on the network that you get support from, how many parents are out there that you talk with?
Oh, geez. A lot of this is through Facebook. We have a group on Facebook where we talk to each other and we share advice and stories, and
Support,
exactly. And unfortunately, there are stories of physicians who aren't quite up on the literature on SMA. So some medical professionals, well, one of the first things we learned actually when we got the diagnosis was that you will soon know more than your doctors about SMA. And at first, I didn't believe it. I couldn't understand, well, you know, these are the doctors. They're supposed to be
right.
proactive. They're supposed to be telling me what I need to know and they providing me what she needs. And unfortunately, it doesn't quite work that way in the real world. And we end up being advocates trying to get basic things for her care, like so many other families.
So when a child has SMA, what is the type of specialty? What kind of doctors, what initials do they have after them? Are they neurologists? What kind of doctors does Getty work with?
Well, typically the first encounter is through your pediatrician. So you go to a routine checkup or you are concerned about a lack of movement or what's called hypotonia or floppiness in the limbs and throughout the body, or you might see some swallowing difficulties coming up and you go to your pediatrician, and then they will typically send you to the neurologist, who will then do a clinical evaluation and hopefully would order the blood test to confirm a clinical diagnosis. So you do a little blood work, you send it off to the lab, and they test for a specific gene called the SMN1 gene. And if that gene is missing, well, then the child has SMA. And then once you get the diagnosis, well, then you have to be connected with a pediatric pulmonologist to make sure the respiratory system is safe. You have to be with a pediatric gastroenterologist to do the feeding tube and manage the feedings.
Good heavens.
Physical therapy.
Can she speak?
No. Some SMA kids can speak with limited. Speech therapists. There's all kinds of specialties. We have, I don't know, probably, you know, 8 doctors or 10 doctors on our list. And depending on what issue comes up, we have to, you know, geneticists. So there's no shortage of medical appointments to go to.
If you're just joining me, my guest is Mark Storm. He is the co-founder with his wife of the Getty Owl Foundation. We haven't even talked about your organization. So you have 18-month-old Getty with spinal muscular atrophy, and you start the Getty Owl Foundation. Talk about how that came to be and why.
Well, once we received the diagnosis, our first priority was to make sure that Getty is safe. So we had to get all of the medical equipment to protect her lungs, to get her feeding properly. We had to work on her nutrition and get that squared away. And then once we had the basics down, the very basics, and we got her to a point where we thought she was safe, medically speaking, we decided that we had gotten this far because of the help of our families and our friends and the SMA community, who were wonderful. They greeted us with open arms, and they're very informative and very caring and very knowledgeable. And we decided when Getty was about, well, she wasn't quite one yet, but we had decided at that point we wanted to give back to the community. Oh. So we started the Getty Owl Foundation, Getty Owl referring to Getty, obviously, and then we call her our little owl because she was born with a wise soul, very calm demeanor. And so we call a Getty Owl in her honor and her namesake. So essentially what we do is we advocate for SMA families. We support SMA families. We raise awareness for SMA. And we work to find or accelerate a treatment or cure.
And where is a cure anywhere near?
Well, there is hope. There are many
researchers.
Well, there's hope because, in part, because SMA is it is the number one genetic killer of young children. On the other hand, it is the number one disease, as designated by the National Institutes for Health, the number one disease closest to a treatment or cure of over 600 neurological disorders.
Wow!
And that's because, and primarily because, they have isolated the cause as one specific gene. It's the SMN1 gene. And if you don't have that gene, then your body lacks a certain protein. And without that protein, the motor neurons in the spine die, off or are unable to work, so signals don't get from the brain to the muscle, and therefore the muscles don't work.
You are Dr. Mark Storm, it sounds like. Good heavens.
I don't want to get too technical.
No, but no, that makes perfectly good sense. I mean, you explain it so well. What would prenatal screening do? Is that something that you folks are working towards? Is there something that you could do as a pregnant person if there was genetic screening for this?
Absolutely. The first step in the battle is preventative.
Right.
If we can get people screened with genetic screening, if you're considering having a family or if you're pregnant, then we ask people to consult your physician.
Before you're pregnant to get screened for the gene?
Anyone can do that right now. They can go to their physician and ask for the SMA screen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, sometimes it's covered by insurance and sometimes it's not. So, you know, if you find out it's not covered, then you would be out of pocket to go to a screening lab.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is covered, then by all means, I would take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find out if you're a carrier, and if both parents are carriers, then I would consult your family planner or genetic counselor.
That's some thinking to do.
Exactly, to start planning and think about what are the next steps, what are our risks, and what should we do as a family.
So there's type 1, 2, 3, 4 SMA and type 0, all different types of SMA within the umbrella condition of SMA.
Right. SMA is the disease.
Uh-huh.
And within SMA, you have different levels of strength. So type 1, 2, 3, 4 are the various types, but it's all the same disease.
Uh-huh.
So the different types are a measure of strength. And type 1 means that you're unable to sit up without support. Type 2, you can sit up but can't walk. Type 3 and 4 is adult onset SMA, which is less severe. Type 0 is, unfortunately, it's the most severe. It's an informal type. It's more severe than type 1, and the average life expectancy with type 0 is under 6 months.
Wow.
But the research is back on the research point, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
The researchers are attacking this from a variety of different angles, everything from stem cells to drug therapy.
Oh, wow.
But the most promising research out there is actually called gene therapy, which is the goal of gene therapy is to replace the missing gene in the body and get it to work.
And they can do that or not yet?
Well, in the animal studies,
right,
it is very promising. They have been able to get it to work in the animal studies. So we need to get this program funded to get it to human clinical trials, because with this preclinical data on the gene therapy program with Dr. Casper out of the University of Ohio and Nationwide Children's Hospital, if we can get that program funded and get it to clinical trials, then we think a treatment or cure is on the horizon.
Man.
So there's good news on that front.
The Getty Owl Foundation observed SMA Awareness Month in August, and you've got, this is a ways out, but we might run this show again. Why not? The Getty Owl Walk and Run in Crocker Park on February 26, 2012. Lots of time to train. Talk about what's going to be going on in Crocker Park in February.
This is the Getty Owl Run Walk,
mm-hmm.
So there will be a children's walk, a 5K and a 10K, and there will be all kinds of vendors and other people there and post-race festivities that are centered upon good living and family health. So we look forward to that at Crocker Park, February 26th.
It's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser, and the funds go toward, obviously, to support Getty Owl Foundation, and that money goes toward helping to support SMA families in need, not our family, but other families,
mm-hmm.
and also to help fund research for a cure.
Awesome. In the closing moments, tell me about your girl. Tell me about Getty.
Oh, Getty. She is...
Folks, if you could see a dad's face just completely change. Oh, Getty.
She's a little spitfire. She is... Well, obviously she can't move other than her hands and feet, but she is a happy kid. We do our best to keep her healthy and as strong as possible. We talk to her, sing to her, read to her, just like you would any other child.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference being that she's difficult to move around the room and she can't do it on her own. But otherwise, you know, we're very happy to teach her as best we can with age-appropriate things.
Yeah.
But she's a happy kid. She loves her cartoons. She loves her games on her iPad.
She loves her daddy.
Oh, she she loves her parents. She loves her animals. We have a dog and a few cats.
And awesome.
So, she's a happy, spunky, sharp little kid.
Reality check. Do you not sweat the small stuff so much, the stuff that mattered so much 18 months ago?
Oh, well, yeah. This diagnosis completely changes your perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely teaches you what is important and what is not. And sometimes it's a little difficult when you go out in the store and you see everybody else and they have their concerns aren't as severe. And so sometimes you feel a little out of place publicly, but... it definitely teaches you what's important and keeps you focused on the things that really matter in life, your friends, your family, and just being happy as a family.
It's awesome.
Other than that, things don't matter so much.
Amen. Amen. If people want more information, if they want to make a donation, if they maybe have an SMA baby and had not heard about the Getty Owl Foundation, how can they get in touch with you and find out more information about your organization?
Well, we have set up a website that actually just launched, and
cool.
It is called GettyOwl.org, GettyOwl.org.
Mm-hmm.
GettyOwl.org, and there we have information on what is SMA, on carrier screening, on the research, frequently asked questions, and some of our events that have occurred and will occur.
Mm-hmm.
SMA, August is SMA Awareness Month, so every August we have a big push. But this run is coming up in February, so we look forward to having people out and visiting the website and learning more about SMA.
And there's also a fabulous picture or two of the little wise old Al Getty on the website, so be sure
we couldn't resist.
No, why would you? She's gorgeous. Mark Storm, co-founder of the Getty Owl Foundation, thank you so much for coming in, such important information, and thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Good stuff. You've been listening to The Public File. Comments on today's show can be emailed to me, K for cat, then MAUDRU at Entercom, ENTERCOM.com. And as always, thank you all so much for listening.